Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. The title of first American city to be abandoned for lack of water will be awarded in the next decade or so, and it's hard to decide whether to bet on Las Vegas or Phoenix. It could be a tie. Those among us who still like our stories to end with a moral are rooting for Vegas, whose demise would round out a lovely Wages of Sin, Sodom and Gomorrah kind of fable. Phoenix seems less blameworthy, but only if you think what's about to happen is retribution for sin. If you lean more toward the inevitable consequences of stupidity theory, then there's not much to differentiate between dumb Phoenix and dumber Las Vegas. In Vegas, the situation is as bad as you can imagine, according to climate scientist Tim Barnett of the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. Vegas gets its water from Lake Mead, impounded by the Hoover Dam on the Colorado River. Lake Mead is less than half full and is dropping fast, probably by another 20 feet this year. It is lower now than it has ever been since the lake was filled in 1938. Another 37 feet and the Las Vegas intake pipe will be sucking air. All this was updated thoroughly last week in the London Telegraph. Why are the best stories about America's environmental problems found in British newspapers? Well, not to worry, there's another water intake for Las Vegas 50 feet below the present one. Oh, good. Two more years. Assuming drought conditions get no worse than they are now, and that is far from a safe assumption, then what? Well, Vegas has a plan. A boring machine the size of the Pentagon is chewing through solid rock at the rate of 1 inch a day to punch a line through to the very deepmost bottom of Lake Mead. Another few years, if they make it in time. The country can't find money to fix its roads and bridges, but it found $817 million to keep Las Vegas in flushing water for a few more years. Then what? According to Rob Mrauka, a scientist at the Center for Biological Diversity, as the water situation becomes more dire, we're going to start having to talk about the removal of people from Las Vegas. Who else gets half its water from the very same Lake Mead on the very same Colorado River? Phoenix, Arizona, that's who. A city that has been in drought conditions for 10 years and is expected to remain so for another 20 or 30 years. By the way, to say that Vegas is in a 14-year drought is redundant. It's a desert. 4 inches of rain a year is normal. Yet until 2 weeks ago, no one had told Phoenix officially that unless there are substantial and unexpected improvements in the flows of the Colorado River and the level of Lake Mead and Lake Powell farther upstream, deliveries of water to Phoenix from the Colorado River system are going to be curtailed. Now, the Central Arizona Project, which manages the lower Colorado watershed, has said exactly that. "We're dealing with a very serious issue," board member Sharon Megdahl told the New York Times, "and people need to pay attention to it." In other words, brace for impact. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.